Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We're on Tes Vav Amud Beis. We're in discussing the following issue. The issue is as follows. The Mishnah said you have to have more. Itmar. The Gemara says Itmar. Parutz ka Amud. If the parutz is exactly like the Amud, that means if the hole, the breach, is exactly the same size. Amud means wall. If it's exactly the same size, exactly the same size. What's the story with that? Rav Papa says mutter, and Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua says aser. That's all you need to know. It's a machlokas. Tashma, bottom of Tezak Vavam and Beis. Shayara Shechanta Babika. Shayara, a caravan that's resting in the valley. Vehikifuha bigmalin, and they encircle they make a camp, and they want to be able to carry from here to there. So they make a camp, and they encircle the camp bigmalin with camels, ba'kafos with saddles, ba'avitin, it's the pillow under the camel, under the saddle, shlifin are bundles, kanim reeds, kulchos are piles of grass, whatever. Metaltalin betocha, so all that's good. All that can be good. So metaltalin betocha, ubuvad shlo yehei ben gamol gamol kamal gamol. As long as there isn't the space between a camel, between two camels, the space of a camel. Or ben ukaf lo ukaf kamal ukaf. There isn't space between two saddles the size of a saddle. Or ben avid lo avid kamal avid. There isn't space between two pillows the size of a pillow. What do you see from here?
Height doesn't matter.
We're not worried about height. It has to be 10 tefachim tall. We're not worried about height. What do you see from here? You see from here, right?
It's not enough.
It's not that omed and parutz are the same. There has to be more omed than parutz, right? And therefore, it's a kasha on Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua, right? No. Correct. I'm sorry. It's a kasha on Rav Papa. It's a kasha on Rav Papa. It's like a Huna Bered of Yeshua. So the Gemara answers, no. Hachanami shenichnas viyote. Here also, the answer is, right? You have to have, there can't be enough space between a camel and another camel. Why did the Mishnah write it like that? Why did the Braitha that we just quoted say it like that? Because we want to have some space to slide the camel. Nichnas viyote means you can come in and out with ease. That's all that means. Therefore, what if it would be exactly 50-50? Mamish betimtum, exactly, right? It would be okay. The only reason why we say it has to be more is how you're getting the camel out. Halachically, it could be the same. So it's not a caution to anybody. Tashma, another raya. Nimtzis ata omer, shlosha midos b'mechitzos. There are three rules now we're going to learn by mechitzos. This is very complicated. Story is as follows. You have a rule that you're not allowed to plant klayim. What if, how far apart you have to be? How far apart do you have to be from one grain to the other grain that you're not allowed to mix? How far apart? So, it depends. You can have physically far apart. It can be on other ends of the field. That's okay. Or you have a wall in between. If you have a wall in between, it's your property, my property. You have a wall between us. There's no issue of climb. What's going on underneath the ground? It doesn't make a difference. There's a wall separating our property, right? There's a wall separating our property. It's not climb. You could plant where you want over there, and I could plant over my side. The mamash an inch away from each other. It doesn't make a difference. There's a wall there. The wall's an inch thick, separate in two. What if you have all these fake walls like we're gonna learn now, right? All these fake walls, right? What if you have that? Is that also considered a wall, right? That's what I was talking about. Okay? Here we go. Kol shehu, so there's three rules. Rule number one. Kol shehu pachos mishlosha. If there's less than a three tefach gap, I have a wall, Reuven lives here, Shimon lives over there, there's a wall going through, but there's a gap in between. Less than three tefachim. So we're going to say love it, right? So, kol shehu pachos mishlosha. Tzar shlo yehei ben zeh lezeh shlosha. You can't have a gap of three. So a goat can't go through. In other words, less than three tefachim. If it's less than three tefachim, what's the story? Love it. So bepashtus, I could plant at the opening, and you can plant at the same opening, because lahalacha it's not an opening. Okay? Lahalacha it's not an opening. Even though I could see the grapes and I could see the other thing you're planting, it doesn't make a difference. Rule number two, this is going to be the kasha. Kol shehu shlosha, anything that's three tefachim, umi shlosha va'ad arba, and from three to four tefachim, which now we've gone beyond lavud, there's no more lavud, tzaruch shalosh lezeh kimelo. You can't have an opening equal to the enclosure. Kedei shalosh yehei parutz ka'amud. So that the opening is not as big as the enclosure. Says Rashi, right here, on the side right here, v'chol kama delo havin miluo. As long as you don't have that opening, revach shlosha, even though there's a space of three, kivon de omed rabba alav, since the wall is more than it, leka lemeimar osi avir de haigitza v'haigitza mavatale v'haivale psachim. In other words, says the second case, if you have an opening bigger than lavud, right, you have to make sure that the opening is not as big as another enclosure. Meaning, the enclosure has to be bigger than the opening. Again, it's not a problem. And then the imhaya parutz. If the parutz is bigger than the amud, if the breach is bigger than the enclosure, af kineged ha'amud asur. You can't even plant next to the enclosed part. Well, in other words, I have a wall. We have a wall separating the two properties, and there's a breach. And the breach is the same size as the wall. So the second case says, I can't even plant on the side that there's no breach. On the part of the wall where there's no breach, I can't even plant there. If you walk by, you'll say, hey, look at this. Reuven's got his name, and Shimon's got his name. Yeah, there's a break in the wall over there. I can't even plant where there's no break in the wall. The kasha is going to be that you see they have to exactly the same size. Okay, that's going to be the kasha. See that? Okay. Next, number three. Kol shehu dalet, if it's four tvachim big, umi arba v'yad eser amos, and then from four up to ten amos. In other words, you have a huge breach. Tzarech shelo yehed ben zeh lezeh kimulo. You can't have a breach as big as the enclosure. Shelo yehed parutz ka'amud, they can't be the same. The parutz and the amud can't be the same. V'im ha'yeh parutz ka'amud, if they are the same, now here, keneged ha'amud mutter. By the enclosure, it's mutter. Why? Because let's say you have a 9-amma breach. That means you have a 9-amma non-breach. That's a long, that's a big area. So we're going to let you plant in front of the enclosure part. I had a big breach over there. That's okay, because the enclosure is so big. Vim haya parts ka'amad, kineged ha'amad mutter, kineged ha'parats asr. Vim haya omed miruba al ha'parats. What if the omed's bigger than the parats? Af kineged ha'parutz mutter. You can even plant next to the opening. Funny halacha. You can even do that. Now nifritz biyotze mi'eser aser. If the breach is bigger than 10, then it's aser. Why? Because a 10-amma breach we say is an entranceway. So just planting in front of the entranceway, that's okay. Again, it's a 10-amma entranceway, but you have more than 10 amos of wall. So it's a big wall. You have a more than 10-amma wall. You have a 10-amma breach. You can even plant in front of the breach. Okay, that's we're going to get to that in a minute. Now, by the way, the price that continues, Hayesham Kanim Hadur Kanim. If you have rods banged into the ground, poles, Ve'osim Hen Peah Mamaila, and you make basically it's a Surah Pesach, right? You have two poles and you make a top pole. Even if it's bigger than 10, it's mutter. Why is that? Because we learned in the beginning of the Masechta that if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, the shear of 10 is not true. It's even bigger than 10. Okay, fine. Anyway, Ketani Mias, Reisha doesn't mean Reisha, it means the middle case. The second, because the first case is a Lavud case. No one will talk about that. Reisha, the second case, the middle case, it said me Gimel, as long as it's bigger than 3, the ad dalid up to 4, ubelvad shelo yehei ben zeh lezeh kimiluo, as long as you don't have in between both enclosures an opening as big as the same, right? Who'd that go like? That goes like, not like Rav Papa. Rav Papa said you have to have, Rav Papa said it's what did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa said, if it's exactly the same, it's mutter. And this says it's not true. You have to have more wall than enclose, than open space. So you see, it's not like Rav Papa. Tiyotu de Rav Papa, Tekash on Rav Papa, Amalak Rav Papa. No, no, no. My Milua, what does it mean? Same answer. Milua, Mala, Nichnas Viyotze. Really, it could be 50-50. Really, it could be 50-50. What does this mean? That it has to be more enclosed because you need space to get in and out. That's why the Gemara, that's why this Tosefta, this is a Tosefta in Kalim, phrased it like that. Kalim and Klayim. That's why, Klayim. That's why the Tosefta phrased it like this. But really, it could be 50-50. So it's not a Kasha or a Pup at all. By the way, how can I have a stopper? That makes a lot of sense to say that. You know why? Midiktani, because it said, Im ha-yiparot meruba al ha-amud. If the parrot was bigger than the amud, af kineget ha-amud asar. Then even against the wall, you can't. Ha ka-omed. But if it was exactly the same, mutter. That would be mutter. Shamir, no, you know, you're right. That was a, we got out of this. We got out of Rapapa's not a kasha on Rapapa. Now, lemetet yuftadur huna brejiv yeshua. Let's say it's a kasha on Rahuna now. What do you see from here? You see from here that if it's 50-50, it's good. Rahuna said it's not good. It's a kasha now on return the tables now. Not the kasha on Rahuna. Amalach says, wait a minute. Ul tamech, and according to that, aim at seifa. What about case number three? Case number three said, Im haya omed biruba ala parrots. What did case number three say? If there's more wall than opening, af kineget haparrots mutter. You can even plant opposite the opening. Ha kipar. What if it would be 50-50? That's mashma. The implication is usser. It would be usser. So what do you have now? You have one tosefta, seifa kasha l'Rav Papa. The seifa now is a kasha on Rav Papa, who said 50-50 is okay. Reisha kasha l'Rav Huna, Breit of Yeshua. Does that make any sense? The same brisa here, the same tosefta here is two authored by two different, because the inferences go the opposite ways. Two totally different people? That's a little hard to say. So the Gemara answers no. Seifa l'Rav Papa lo kasha. Seifa for Rav Papa is not a kasha at all. It seems to imply 50-50 is aser. Now, I did the Tani Reisha parts Muba ala amud. Since the Reisha is written that way, right? Tani Seifa omed Muba ala parts, even though 50-50 is mutter. And now the Gemara is going to give the same answer. Reisha l'Rav Huna Bredri v'shua lo kasha. It's also not a kasha. Gesundheit. I did the Bar Lebisti Seifa taught omed Muba ala parts. Tani Reisha parts Muba ala amud. But again, you need more, according to Rav Huna, you need more space, you need more enclosure than open space. Now that, 1 second. Bishlomel Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, who says 50-50 is good, Mishum Hachi lo Irev Lahu v'tani Lahu. That's why case one and case two are broken up. Why are case one and case two broken up? Why is that Bishlomel? This is hard, right? Why? Because it's not true. By case number one is the din of lavud. You have to have more enclosure, obviously, and the opening can have to be less than three. Case number two is saying, really, 50-50 is good, but it didn't write it like that. Why didn't it write it like that? Because to be parallel to the Seifa. That's why it didn't write it like that. However, El Rav Huna Bredi of Yeshua, we're told the same halacha, Levervinu v'litz ninhu. Why didn't the Brisa, this Brisa here, this Tosefta, you could have eliminated case number one. The same case. Should have written like this. Kalshu pachos mishlosha. If it's less than three. And umishlosha, and ushlosha. Or even three. Tzarech, shalo yehei, ben zel, zesh shlosha. You can't have an opening of three. Why? Because if Huna holds, there has to be more enclosure. So what's case one for? Case one is a case of lavud. But that's the same halacha as case two. That you need more enclosure than open space. So why have to make two separate cases? According to Rav Papa, you needed two separate cases. Why? Because the middle case is not even true. It's only written like that to be parallel. But really, 50-50 would be good. But according to Rav Huna, 50-50 is not good. So case number one and case number two are exactly the same case. So why are they written separately? Does anyone understand what I'm talking about? No? You got what I'm talking about? The answer is obvious. The answer is, Mishum de lo dami p'sul de resha, the p'sul de seifa. Because there are different reasons. The resha, the reason why the first case is true, has nothing to do with parut and amud. It has to do with lovud. That's why it's separated. It's a different reason. Seifa, p'sul de resha, k'desh lo yizdaka ragadim v'atachas. The resha is so you shouldn't go, it has to be small enough that go can't go through, which is lovud. P'sul de seifa, shol ye parut ka'amud. The seifa is a whole different reason. The safe, not being safe means second case. That's a whole different reason. What's that reason for? Because you have to have more enclosure than open space.
Equals not good.
Equals not good, according to him. Not at all. Okay, we're basically done with this very, very hard piece. Now, just one thing to follow up. We said, if you were paying attention, that if it's less than three, the next case said between 3 and 4. What's the difference between 3 and 3 and 4? So we know 3 is lovud, and after that, so why is it 3? Why isn't it between 3 and 3 and 100? Why is there a second case of 3 and 4? It's exactly what the Gemara is getting at now. But wait a minute. Someone holds 4. Reb Shimon. So one second. Pachos mishlosha mani. Who said less than 3? Rabbanon he, it's the Rabbanon, the Amri, Pachos Mishlosh, Amri and Lavin. Shlosh, Lo Amri and Lavin. Ema Sefer, look at case number 2. What did it say? Kashu, Shlosha. If it's 3, Umi Shlosha, Arba, up to 4, the rule's like as follows. Asan, who's that like? That's like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Amar, Pachos Mi Arba, Lavin. The Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, Mishloshi Vat Arba, Shlosha Vat Arba, Chadhu. It's the same Shita. It's the same of Halacha. Once you're more than 3, it doesn't. There's no difference between 3 and between 3 and 4. There's no difference. Not regarding love at all. No difference. Once you pass 3, you blew it. There's no more love. According to Shimon, now there's still love. Exactly the kasha. How can one bride have two different people author it? So that can't be. Mati, 100% right. So Amar Abaya, Midrash Rabbanon. Well, since the Resha has to be the Rabbanon. Why?
Under three.
Sefer Nami Rabbanon. The Sefer also must be 3. How could that be possible? Umo de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon agree. The call Lemishra Kinegdo. That regarding this halacha of Omeid and Parut. E ikka makam arba chashuv. Yeah, you know why 4 is different? Because the makam chashuv. Why is it a makam chashuv? We always have 4 tzvachim. It's a makam chashuv. V'ilo chashuv. And if not. So it's not a stira. Even though there's no more lovet anymore. There's no lovet anymore after 3 tvachim. That's true. So what's 3 to 4? That's not a lovet issue. It's a chashuv issue. But Rava Amar, no, just the other way around. Be the sefer of Shimon ben Gamliel. Since the sefer must be of Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? Because he allows lovet up to 4 tvachim. Reisha Amar of Shimon ben Gamliel. The Reisha is also of Shimon ben Gamliel. How could that be? Because in the Reisha, it said it has to be less than 3. What's going on? So, V'chi Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, V'chi Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Amrina Lavud, when does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say his din of Lavud? That it goes up to 4, not in all cases of Lavud. Hani, Mila, it's only true, Lamaila, to go up. Then he'll say, I agree with you about Lavud. Ava Lamata, but to go down. No, he doesn't agree that Lavud is 4. He doesn't agree. Why? It's a mechitza. Yeah. What is lovud? Lovud is a made up. It's a fiction. It's a halachic fiction. We're going to pretend that any enclosure less than 3 tvachim, it has to be mamish perfect. By some halachas we say that a tefillin has to be perfect. A mezuzah has to be perfect. A sefer Torah, a shofar, a lulav, they all have to be perfect. A kamtz doesn't have to be perfect. 3 tvachim, it's good enough too, right? It's good enough too. So I'm sure it's more miracles. 4 tvachim is also good enough. That only makes sense. This a halachic fiction. It doesn't make sense where it goes against reality. So if you have a goat that can go under 3 tvachim, right? It doesn't go under 3 tvachim. It needs a little more space. How could you say lovud? On a high up area, you want to connect two things, like by a sukkah, whatever. Then maybe he would agree. Then he would agree. Then he would say lovud goes beyond between 3 and 4 also. But not where it goes against. So if it's on the bottom and the goat can just walk right through, how could you say lovud? Right?
Side by side.
So it must be side by side. It's the same thing. Yes, I can just say love it if it goes, the goat can walk right through. So you can't say that.
Going down and side by side.
Right, so you can't say that. So he doesn't say it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's not a stira.
It's only above the...
Correct. Only above he would say such a thing. Right? Because the love, it, where'd love it come from? So it's lacha moshe m'sinai. But the Gemara gives a reason. Ah, it's like we're a goat.
Here works over here. And here
yeah,
over
it's
over
very,
there.
Very strange. Very strange. Okay, next. Tashma. Try to bring another raya. Defanos halalu, these walls, sherubam psachim v'chalonos, that most of it are openings and windows, mutter. It's mutter. Right? What's this about? Same issue about whether parrots and omud. Ubovad, she omud ruba ala parrots. As long as you have more enclosure than open space. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Sherubin salkadaitach? Then we just said, more open. What's going on here? Is it more openings or not? No. Ella, sheribam hemsachim v'chalonos. You put a lot of windows in there and a lot of openings. It's still mutter. Ubovad, she omud ruba ala parrots. As long as you have more omud than parrots. Hakke parrots, but it wouldn't be 50-50. Aser, it's Aser. That's Tiyofta, the Rav Papa Tiyofta. Rav Papa's wrong. Rav Papa said that 50-50 is good. She's wrong. And by the way, Vilchus HaKavazek and Rav Papa. We pass like Rav Papa. So Kumar says, what? Tiyofta Vilchus we prove him wrong and then we pass like that? But what an unbelievable religion. Right? We prove you wrong and we hold like you. So Kumar says, yes, we do hold like this. Why? Mishum Didaiki Masnis and Kavasei. We started off this way. Because the Mishnah is medayik that he's right. Why is the Mishnah medayik he's right? Titnan, lo you prutz as yisera with ala binyan. You can't have more opening than binyan. Hakke binyan, what if it's 50-50? Mutter, it's mutter. Right, we started off that way. We said, nah, that's how kind of inference is that. Right? Now the Gemara comes back and says, even though there's a braisa that proves him wrong. We still hold like him because the Mishnah does hold like him. It's an inference anyway. It's an inference. Right? Okay? Next Mishnah. Okay? Now, this Mishnah, I tell you the truth. We're going to read the Mishnah, and I don't understand it. And maybe you can help me out. It's something I just don't understand. Now, again, you're in a caravan, right? So you want to make a wall. You need a wall around the caravan so you can carry. So what do? Makif and shlosha chavolim zelamailavizeh. You take posts, stick them in the ground at any interval you want. Because the posts are irrelevant, and now you're going to have rope. It's on the Mishnah. Now you're going to have rope going around, and the ropes are going to be three of them. Ubovad shlo yehi ben chevel lechevel shlosh tvachim. As long as you don't have a gap of three tvachim between each rope, you can have lovud and get a wool out of this. All you have is three ropes. Now there's no way that you can have three ropes and get 10 tvachim. There's no way. The maximum you're going to get is 9 tvachim. Right? So the Mishnah realizes that. And the Mishnah is going to say, Shir chalvalim, the shear of the ropes, is v'ovyin yotzer a tefach. They have to equal more than a tefach to give you 10 tvachim. Right? That's the only other way. Otherwise, you can't get to 10 tvachim just on space if the ropes are not a tefach. Because you're going to have less than, you're only going to have 9 and something. You're not going to have 10. Right? Okay, that's so far so good. That's easy. Okay? Kadeshi hei akol eser tvachim. Asar tvachim. The whole thing has to be 10 tvachim. Excellent. Makifin bekonim. Or, you can do another thing. You can put posts. You can surround it with posts. Ubovach lo yehei min kana l'chaveru shal she tvachim. As long as each post is less than 3 tvachim from the next one. You'll have love it that way. And you can encircle the area. By the way, Bishayara Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only said this kula by a caravan. No, lo dabur Bishayara El Bahova, anything. They said a caravan because that was, who else would do this? Who else is going to resort to this? But Eina Hanami, anybody. Now the Mishnah, Anu Halacha. Kal Mechitza, She'eino Shal Shesi V'Shal Erev, any Mechitza that's not vertical and horizontal, Eina Mechitza. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. That's his shita. What are you talking about? Echad mishnei devarim, one or the other. We just got to say you can have vertical or horizontal. He comes along, no, you need both. Say the chav, you don't need both. Okay? So far, so good.
Why need three rows going through?
Because how are you going to get to 10 tefachim? You're going to close a gap of less than three, close a gap of less than three, close a gap of less than three. That's going to give you slightly under nine, and now you have to have more than a tefach of rope itself to give you 10. If you don't have three ropes, it's impossible. Good? Okay? Now says the Mishnah, Amrav Hamnuna Breid Darav, Amrav Hunam Arav, Hare Amru, we just said, Omeid Meruba Ala Paratz, right? Beshesi Havi Omud. Shesi's vertical. So if I have more open space than closed space, by Shesi it works. In other words, I take reeds. These reeds can be paper thin. And I have three tefachim apart, each one. I have more open space than closed space. But so what? Doesn't make a difference. Right? It doesn't make a difference. I have more, right? Bo'erev hamnuna be'erev mai. What about horizontal? What about horizontal? Right? Didn't the Mishnah just say that? That's okay. Didn't the Mishnah just say that if you have horizontal ropes, you have more? What's going on here? So Rashi asked that question. Rashi says, in the Rashi of Be'erev Mai, he says, Mechavolim demasni of the Hechshera. From the case of the ropes in the Mishnah, you can't prove anything. Why not? Because the Hasam kuli almud who kulavad dami. Because we say love it over there. So love would treat it as if it's really closed. You hear that? You hear what Rashi just said? In the Mishnah, you have Lavud. So what do you mean, Akasha? I have more open space. Lavud pretends it's closed space. They have a 10 tefach closed space wall. We look at it as 90% of it's open, only 10% of it's closed. That's not Akasha, says Rashi. I don't understand. Then, by the way, Moish, if that's true, what's the Gemara's Kasha? When could you have more open space than closed? What kind of case is that? But the truth is, the Gemara's going to come up. You hear my question?
Yeah.
Now, but get back to the case of the... So by the Shesi, nobody argues on that. That's for sure okay. Where'd that come from? When you're not resorting to love it. You're not resorting to love it. Because love is pretending it's closed. It's very difficult Gemara here.
Mark
right?
Know that.
What?
Know that.
By what? So the Gemara says, by Shesi, by vertical posts, we don't have a shaila about that. Our only shaila is by horizontal. The Mishnah said that. No, says Rashi, that's lovehood. So lovehood, we're viewing it as if it's closed. That's not Akasha. My question, Rav Nuna's question is, what if you have more open space than closed space and without lovehood? You hear that?
Why is he trying to get it without lovehood?
That's his question.
That makes sense.
If you have more...
No.
So I'm sorry. You have more omid, omid meruba ala paritz.
Because it's a piece of rope.
Right. Omid means more closed space, open space. So Amar Abaya, listen to this case. Ready? Tashma. It says like this: Shir chavalim v'avyon yeser al tefach. You have to have, but in the case of the ropes, you have to have the ropes have to be at least more than a tefach. Why? So the whole thing is 10 tefachim big. Now, if you're holding, you hear this? If you're holding that the Issa, lama liyeser al tefach. If what's true? Right? If it's true that when it comes to horizontal, you can also have omeid meruba ala paratz, then liyavin pachas mishlosh of a chevel mashahu. Right? Then you can have, we don't need 10. Upachas mishlosh of a chevel mashahu. Upachas mi'arba of a chevel mashahu. How are you going to have it? You're going to have like this. Lama liyeser al tefach. Pachas mishlosha, less than 3. V'chevel mashahu. How big is the rope? Nothing. Tiny. Thin rope. Thin string. Pachos mishlosha. Less than 3. V'chevel mashahu. Less than... Mashahu. Now, pachos mi'arba. Less than 4. V'chevel mashahu. with a chevel of a mashu. What do you have now? What you've just done is you've created a six tefach of lavud, which Rashi said is considered closed, and a four tefach opening. Why isn't that good?
Because it's omer
mubal apart. There's more enclosure than open, even though 98% of it's open. But there's more enclosure than open. Why isn't that good? Why did the Mishnah have to say that you have to have 3, 3, and 3? And the rope has to be tefach thick. Why? I can do it this way. I'll have 6 tefachim of closed and 4 of open. 6 is more than 4. We didn't say that. So what do you see? What do you see? That it won't work. Right? You see that? Fetispa, wait a minute. Hi, pachos me'arba, hey chemokla. Well, where are you putting this 4 amma, this 4 tefach opening? Where is it going? E mokum le tatoy. If it's on the bottom, if it's on the bottom, it's too big. It's too big. You hear the problem? Yes, 6. However, if it's the bottom 4, you can't say love it. It's too big. If it's on the top, then then the air above the 10 and the air here is mavatalit. That's another rule we had. Now, if you put it in the middle, what does that mean? It means you have less than 3 on top, less than 3 on the bottom, and this middle opening. What do you have here? You have omeid more than parut on 2 sides. 3, opening 3. The 2 sides are more than the combined, are more than the middle. Shmas b'na, you want to bring a riot from that. Omeid rubal apart, mishtei ruchos havi amud. That's not the halacha. Right? So, Ella, Amr from Nuna, Hachi Kami Boyle. You ready for this? There must be a picture of this, because without a picture, it's very hard. Kigon, Daisi Mechatelet, you bring some kind of material, some kind of wicker, right? Dahav Zayin Umashu. It's 7 and a mashu. Okay? The entire thing is 7 and a mashu. V'chakak Bagimel, you make a hole of 3. That 3 is going to be enclosed with lavud. And you have a strip. So you have so the whole thing is 7. You cut out 3, but you leave a strip on the bottom.
Why are you cutting it out?
Because we're trying to find a case where you have more amud than parut, and it's good, even though the parut is very big. So you have 7. You have 4. Less than 3, a little strip, and then an opening on the bottom of less than 3.
What would possess the guy to cut out?
Tell me from the.
He has
machitza
right. What
would possess? I don't know. The guy did. This is what he had. So, v'shavak ba'dalin, umashahu. You're left with a little more than 4. V'og me pachos me gimel. Then you leave open a little bit of 3. So, what do you have? You only have real wall, a slightly more than 4. Opening? You have about 6. Yet, with lavud, your closure is 6. And the opening is 4. Now, why wouldn't that be good? There's no reason. It's good. There's no reason why it's not good. And by the way, Ravashi Omar, Mechitza Tuluyi Ba'aluhu. And the whole kasha was a different thing about a hanging Mechitza. Kidibay Minei Rav Tavla Meir Rav. Mechitza Tuluyi. You have a hanging Mechitza. Ma'a Shetata Bechurva. Can you use it in a ruin? And we explained, most of the time, you're going to have hanging things in a ruin. The hanging wall. In normal houses, you don't have such a thing. You only have them over there. Amalei no ein mechita tuluya b'materas ela b'mayim. It's only mutter by water. Kal hu shikilu b'cham b'mayim. By water, they made a tear. You could have a thing hanging out of your porch to go let down a bucket through the mechita to get the water. By water, by stam, not water, they weren't so makel. Okay. Next, Gemara here. Amalei ein mechita, where am I? Makivim b'kanim b'shiara in b'yachid lo. By a caravan, yeah. By a private individual, no. V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol machitzos Shabbos lo hetiru liyachid yosim beis asayim. Any machitza of a yachid that didn't allow more than a beis asayim, right? What do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda matir. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol machitzos Shabbos lo hetiru liyachid yosim beis asayim, right? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda didn't matter it at all. Rabbi Yehuda didn't matter it at all. He said, no, only a caravan. A prior person, no. From this brisa, what does it say? Rabbi Yehuda mattered it up to a beisa. How do you resolve that conflict? So, kid amar of Nachan, v'itein Rabbi Barabaya, lo nitzdracha ela litein lahen kol tzarchan. The answer is, Hachanami, him called Sarchan. When Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, I'm only talking about a caravan, that only meant, however, he still allowed, I'm not sure what this means. When he said, I'm only talking about a caravan, but he still allowed a yachid to use whatever he needs, whatever space he needs. I don't know what that means. Which means, Beisa. But if it's a caravan, they can make an area bigger than a Beisa. That's the answer. In other words, if you're a Yachid, that's a Tana Stira. If you're a Yachid, you can only have a Beisa, which is 100 by 50 amos. If you're a caravan, it can be as big as you want. That's the answer. So here he said, only a caravan, as big as you want. And in the Brisa he said, a Yachid, yeah, only a Beisa. Heche itmar derv nachun vitemer vi rabaya. Would that answer, question and answer come up that we're applying the same thing over here? I'll tell you where. Ahaditnan, on the Mishnah. It said, Kol machitza she'enu shesi, the Erev enu machitza. Any machitza that's not a shesi and an Erev is not a machitza. Divei Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Mi am Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda hachi? Did he even say that? V'atanya, but he said, Echad yachid v'echad sheyara l'chavalim. A yachid or a caravan can use this rogue's hatter. Ma bein yachid l'shiyara. What's the difference between a yachid and a caravan? Yachid nos nun la beis asayim. A yachid gets a beis asayim. Shnayim nos nun lahem beis asayim. Two people also get a beis asayim. They're also called a yachid. Shlosha, three people nasu shiyara. Now it becomes a caravan already. Now they're hachat. They already have three. V'nos nun lahem beis sheish. They can even have six up. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. V'chacham omrim, echad yachid v'echad shayara, nosel him kol tzarchan, they get as much as they want, u'bovad shelo yehei beis asayim panui, as long as there isn't a beis asayim open that's not being used. Anyway, Amar of Nachman, v'item of Bibi Baravaya, lo nitzdracha, ela litein lohen kol tzarchan. In other words, you can only have the amount of space that you need. Meaning, when Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, kol machitza is not a machitza, that's only, so whether it's a yachid or a shayara, that's fine. He still says, a yachid gets a beis asayim. Just so we said that over there. A shayara, it can be as big as you want. For a yachid, only beis asayim. That's the same answer over here. In the Mishnah, he said nothing. He didn't mean nothing. He said only a shayara. Yeah, that's as big as you want. But a yachid could be a base of sayim. Now, Darsh, one more minute. Darsh of Nachum, Mishim, Rabbeinu Shmuel. Yachid knows no base of sayim. A yachid gets a base of sayim. Shnayim knows no base of sayim. Two people get a base of sayim. Shlosha nasu shayara, v'nos nulehem base sheish. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Shavakta Rabbanan, Vavarata Krabiosi Rabbi Yehuda. You're leaving the Rabbanan, you're holding like a lone shita? Hadar okim, then he changed his mind. Rav Nachman Amor Alei, like this, Vidarash. Devarim Shemar Tilof Nechem Tozim, that's a mistake. Barm, here's the truth. Kach Amar, Amru. Yachid no sin lo beis asayim. Yachid gets beis asayim. Shnayim no sin lo beis asayim. Shlosha, not sin shiar, v'no sin lo kol tzarkon. Now, Resha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, V'seifa, Kerabhanan. The Resha is like that, and the Seifa is like that. In yes, become the Koy Avui B'shita Sei. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who's the father of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, stuck with that shita. That's why he said that in the shayara, you can get whatever you want, but a yachid can only be a beisa. Okay, that was quite difficult. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Tomorrow's regular time.